American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Podcasting from the land of darkness. Darkness, I say. I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd, and this is the worst little podcast in the world. I got my wingmen, Mr. Nick Ramirez.
Hello.
Mr. Chewbacca.
Yo.
We've also got Wing Lady Kim in the room. And unfortunately, we have one of Reno's biggest talents in the room, Liam Kyle Cahill.
Hello. Podcast, we're talking out of our
should have held that hill a little longer there. Hi,
more
everybody.
Oprah. Fix that in post.
More, yes, Oprah. More Oprah. I'll write that down. More Oprah for next time.
Thank you.
Okay. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's good to be here. It's good to be heard by you. It's good to be in a room with all my friends.
Yeah, the whole gang's here.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's been a while since we've done that.
Yep.
I was like,
Nick, get off your phone. We're doing a show here.
I was like, should I call in? I mean, they got the three other hosts and Rick. Do I need to be there?
Yeah, but really.
Then
and
it
I
was
thought
Liam, and I was all, fuck yeah, I'm gonna be there.
Well,
why not?
I thought the same thing too. I mean, except for the Liam part, I thought. But no, Nick's gonna bring my guitar that I let him borrow. So like, neither one of us can cancel.
And I forgot.
All jokes on
Nick,
you.
Nick, where's the guitar?
He's not gonna let it go.
I just had to publicly.
We had a really nice date, me and your guitar, on Saturday.
Was it a good show?
Did you just,
did you dance real close and tight?
Did you go all the way?
We made love together.
Wait, was your show Saturday? I thought it was Friday.
I had two shows this weekend.
Oh, cool.
I had one with Roxy on Friday at the Offbeat Fest, so we'll talk about, I'm sure. And then Saturday was the Riverside's 90th anniversary of the breaking ground of the Riverside.
Rad.
Pretty spec. And Nick got to be one of the musicians showcased.
Yeah, I played by myself, which I hadn't done in a long time, like Liam, with just you and your guitar, you know? That old thing I used to do that I miss and was very... I did good at the front of it, really good, because, you know, it's just like riding a bike, but then towards the end, I was still doing good, but my hands were so fucking sore.
Did you play that in my
play
cover?
45 minutes.
You've been playing a lot of drum, not a lot of guitar.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So,
and you really have weak wrists, right?
they're very limp.
That's a rumor.
They're just a little effeminate, you know. Mm.
I think that's when I think about you, that's what I think.
I'm like, yeah, I'm a little frail.
That's what everybody thinks.
He is not wearing loafers, though.
It helps you play drums if you have like loose wrists, you know what I mean?
Is that right?
Sure.
Helps you beat skins.
It helps you with your hand control.
Mm-hmm. How do you loosen your limbs, your wrists?
It has to be supple to hold onto those.
Okay. Gotcha.
Did you see Revenge of the Nerds when Lamar won the
The javelin? Yeah, he just designed a javelin to go along with his limp-wristed throwing style.
Yeah.
Revenge of the Nerds part one.
Yeah,
thanks for looking at me as you said that, Chewie. Given that I think I've made that mistake like no less than three times on this show.
It's all right, you'll get it.
One of these days.
Anyway, that was good. What was I talking about? The weekend?
The weekend update with Nick Ramirez.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry that I forgot your guitar, Rory. That's what we're talking about.
Right, that's right. I was going to let it pass, but thanks for bringing it up, slacker.
I'm sorry.
Fucking hippie.
I apologize.
Hey, Chewie. Hi.
Hey,
welcome
good
back,
to see
my
you.
Friend.
Yeah, thank you.
How's the underbelly of Nevada?
It was beautiful.
Yeah?
Yep.
Excellent.
Yeah, nice.
Which portion were
That's
you in?
Cool. I was in Elko County, up north of Carlin, working
mm-hmm.
on
yeah.
and spending my evenings in the city of Elko.
How was it?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yep. I hear Elko's rad. I've never
Elko
been.
Elko is rad.
I've heard like is they're it? Really great
yeah,
music.
Yeah, for dumpy Nevada towns, Elko is like a metropolis, and there's
You've
a lot of culture
there. You've been going there a while.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time
Our good
there.
Friend
is it
Kate's
growing
out there doing
more
theater.
And more?
Yeah. Yeah, well, there is. There's shit to do out there like that.
Neat.
Yeah, there's.
Did you go see any plays?
No, I didn't see a play.
Oh. Did you see any rock shows?
No.
Oh. I mean,
should one time do it go
music
and play Elko?
You know where to go.
Yeah, they should. They would kick ass in Elko. And there's a bar there that they would
I think one time
do it
should go to Elko.
Which bar are you talking about?
The Silver Dollar Club.
You should check out DLC.
They have live music pretty often as well. That's where I always play when I go to town.
That's where all my friends play when they go to town.
Where's that at?
Are you from Elko?
It's on it's like 618 Commercial Street.
Damn. Free Are you from Elko?
No, I've made a lot of posters to complain there, though.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is it on
Liam.
That same side of the street as the Silver Dollar over there by the
by
the coffee mug?
Yeah, they call it the Dirty Nickel.
Okay.
That's what the locals call it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'll have to look over there.
We can go to a show at the Dirty Nickel.
Well, you know.
That's, yeah, you should visit Elko, but not in the winter.
Yes. Okay. That's what I hear.
It's out till spring. Okay.
A little chilly.
Yeah.
We'll make a road trip.
High Plains Drifter style.
Sounds good. Let's book a show.
No, let's One Ton Dooley, like book a show in the middle of winter. Like, woo.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. People out there do need stuff to do
on a nice weekend.
Can you get to Elko from Middlegate?
You can get there from anywhere in the world.
Chewy, newest member of the Elko Chamber of Commerce.
Well, yeah, you can't. You'd have, I guess from there, you'd probably want to go across through Austin.
Do you think they'll sponsor the show?
Get the Battle Mountain and over.
We're giving them a lot of press right now.
If you're listening in Elko, please.
Contact us. We're happy to do sponsorship. We do commercials. It's great. Just ask any
if
of our
If you
want to
do sales for the Worst Little Podcast, hit us up. We'll give you a percentage, you know. Come on down.
Percentage of whatever you make for us.
What what did you do, Rory, this weekend?
Oh, let's see. Saturday, I don't even remember what I did Saturday because on Sunday.
You practiced.
Yeah, we practiced. I did domestic shit, you know. I cleaned up around the house and that kind of crap. Riku had a volleyball game, her last of the season. She's looking pretty good there.
How'd they do?
They beat the team of girls who were a year or two older than them. So, like, all right.
Nice.
And the second game, it was like the game point versus 20, and then the older girls got, you know, they won. But it was a tight game, you know. So
is Riku good?
Didn't she run a marathon or something?
She's not bad. That was Sunday.
Oh.
She ran a full 26-mile marathon?
No. She had this after-school program called Girls on the Run.
Oh, yeah.
And it gets girls up, like, moving around and trains them up to do a 5K. And this is the second year Riku's done it. This year, I was Riku's running buddy.
Ooh.
And I don't run.
How was it?
It wasn't too bad at all.
5K is only like a mile and a half or something.
It's 2.5 miles.
3.2 miles.
3.2.
Ish. Whatever. Like rounding
See
up.
See how good we are all
that's
at
that's a big difference from one to
However,
the other.
I've been going on all these walks at work to like since I quit smoking. That's like what I do on my smoke break is I go for walks. So the last couple of months I've been like doing it faster and faster and faster. We did it in 40 minutes. There was a little bit of running, and Riku was always the one calling for the break because she couldn't keep running. And I surprised myself with, wow, it's a wonder what not smoking for a year and a half does for you. There's no way I could have done this before I quit smoking, 100%. I would have given up within the first, like, quarter mile.
Toughened
well, good
up.
On you, man.
Yeah. No, we had a lot of fun, and I hurt everywhere today. I stretched out real good, but, I'm just sore from, like, having done something.
You can go, like, and take a bath in marijuana now. Did you know that?
What?
Yeah, they have, like, bath bombs that have THC in them.
Whoa.
Like, high CBD and high THC, different ones.
Would it actually get me high, or is it just, like...
smell like weed afterwards?
I think it's just supposed to make you feel relaxed and better. I don't know.
It just helps you get a DUI when you leave, because you fucking smell like weed.
I'm so rich, I bathe in weed.
Mark that, Rick.
Yeah.
But then
Rory,
a couple hours after that.
Yeah, let me ask the question, Rory.
Yeah.
What did you do after that?
Well, I went and I saw my good friend Liam hanging outside of a brick building on South Virginia there. There's this seedy place known as the Good Luck Macbeth Theater. And we both, I brought the family. He was there with some friends and we got front row seats.
Were you there too, Kim?
I missed it. No, I was invited, but I didn't have time.
Bitch.
I know. I saw it last weekend though. It was so fucking good.
We went and saw Generation We.
We did.
The original production, the collaboration between Weapons of Mass Creation and the Potentialist Workshop.
It's largely, obviously, the brainchild of Pan Pantoja. It's got all the songs from the album Generation We, if you're familiar with that, as well as 10 more tracks included in the show with other people singing a lot of Pan's parts, and it's fantastic.
That is so fucking rad.
It's cool. It's a great first attempt at something on this kind of grand scale.
How long is that going to be going for?
One more weekend.
One more.
Okay. If you hear this today on Thursday, it plays tonight, tomorrow, and the next day. Three more shows start from when you hear this live.
Yeah, don't miss it.
Very good. Yeah. I might go to that.
I'm gonna go again.
It's definitely worth catching. It's like, you know, it's an original theatrical composition creation put up locally by locals in a local theater. I mean, it's a really neat kind of development for both the Reno theater community and the Reno music community, in my opinion.
Cool.
I haven't actually seen it, but they called me up and they said, "Hey, Rick, can we have instrumental copies of all the songs for the like 20 song album that we did?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Yeah, why?" And they said, "Because Pan wrote a fucking play around all of it."
Like, I didn't know you recorded that, Rick.
Have you gone to see it, Rick?
Is it just recorded? No, I haven't seen it. Is it just recorded music playing while they sing?
No. The band plays live.
So, yeah, then that's not what I gave them. Because I gave them full stuff. So,
but no, people are singing like the songs that you know that would be Pan's part. Other people are fully singing his song. Or two people are singing the song.
You know what? I think they just needed those tracks for them to practice to.
I'm sure it was just for the actors to practice.
Yeah,
too.
I bet. Yeah.
But I just remember being like, "Holy shit!" Yeah. So the whole album is completely recorded with all the fucking vocals and everything. It's awesome.
Nice.
So
let's go. No, let's go this weekend.
I would love to.
Does that one have?
It was really neat to hear all these songs that I do know from having both. Like, they came on the show when the album was getting ready to release.
I think we used one of them in Nowhere, Nevada without the vocals,
right? And I mean, these are songs that Pan's been working on for years at this point. This is a long term project.
When they came in to do that album, they were like, "It's fucking huge because we haven't made an album in so many years," and some of them went way back like a million years.
So the
live set that they did for one of the undiscovered backyard parties where we had 14 bands play in the backyard and recorded the whole thing,
right.
A bunch of the songs were on that live set. And then a bunch more that they had written since then. So it's that stretching forward into a bunch of other stuff too.
Wow, now there's a play.
It took forever to fucking put that album together. It was cool.
I mean,
two-disc thing.
Pan continues to articulate and fine-tune and put into focus the message. He's been he's been on point.
He stretches
all along.
I mean, I know he did he was acting in that play with Lindsay.
I believe that was something Bruce wrote.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess that's probably when I met him. But like this guy, when's the movie coming out too? Or has he already made a movie, Kim? Do you know?
Pan?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about
He's got a book.
Because I'm sure that's coming out.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
It was a comic book. And like, you know, he's just going to go do anything.
Didn't he do some art for you?
He seems limitless. Not
or was that Eric?
Eric did.
Yeah. Eric. Okay. Yeah.
He's done a bunch of art here at the house.
That's hard to put your time into.
The man constantly
fucking crazy.
I don't think Pan sleeps.
Yeah.
Because, Frank, let's not also forget he's a young father.
Yeah.
He teaches too.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. We're just incredible, man.
He was a college football star at
one point in his life, too, I believe.
Really?
He mentioned when he was here, yeah.
Which is so funny.
Yeah, no, he's walked many a path.
He's got the craziest stories.
Renaissance. Yeah. Yeah. He's pretty awesome, dude.
Those songs are about some intense shit. So, is the storyline fucking intense shit?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, if you know the storyline of those songs, as obviously I guess you do. It's about those characters and that world where these things happen.
Dude, I cried.
Yeah,
I cried.
No, some of those songs make me cry every time I fucking hear them because I know what it's about and it's fucking really
and,
sad.
And this all also includes a wonderful appearance by our good friend, Mr. John Frederick.
Yeah.
What is he wearing?
He's Satan.
Red leather and black horns.
Fuck, I have to go.
He's the devil.
Jesus.
He is the devil.
I like Chip Arnold, too.
Chip was pretty fantastic. Yeah. No, he's got a great role. He's the narrator of the show.
Very cool.
And the lovely and talented Thump Thump. I've got a teenage crush on her all over again. The Miss Jessie Briggs, with her killer vocals and her work on the Silks in that show as well.
On the Silks.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is the
she
Silks?
She is Miss America.
Ariel like, Silks.
Okay, gotcha.
Like, yeah.
What's that, like some sort of yogurt drink or something?
The Ariel Silks is when like acrobats perform
flip
on...
Flip around and climb rope.
Yeah.
So that was
that
a thing.
That shit's for commies.
So Generation
now,
V happened.
Not everybody in theater is a communist. Some of them are thespians, too.
They're most of
some of them are just French dudes.
Some of them are lesbian communists.
That's true.
Yes.
Possible.
Well, maybe that's the reference you were using.
I did go to a liberal arts college in the 90s, sir. Yeah. I believe I know
I spent
somebody
a lot of time
resembles that
at
remark.
A liberal arts college in the 90s, and there was a lot of those kind of people there.
With the little Mao hats.
You know what's gay is men having sex with each other. True. I would have to agree with myself.
Truth. Thanks for that.
Namaste.
I didn't do that. That was Rick, by the way.
Thanks, Rick, for bringing up dicks.
So Generation We, scale 1 to 10, what would you give it?
I'm 7.5.
That's strong for a first.
That's strong
thing.
For Rory.
Yeah.
Too.
I mean, it's a really strong first performance. It's not perfect. It definitely, you know, has a, like, I mean, from a real critical point of view, it had kinks that could be worked out and moments where, it, you know, they might have been missing beats and stuff. But overall, it's epic. It's magnificent. Everybody should see it.
Worth a shot.
It's 10 on originality.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah.
Cool.
No, it's definitely a good story. It's something.
I thought
that,
it was
that
neat
kid...
that the band wears white and they show.
Right, they have
on.
A projector over the band in the back of the
for the backdrops,
the stage. So there's a film running all at the same time as all the things happening live in front of you.
I don't know if you know this, but that was the one show where actually it froze for half the show.
Yes.
Normally, it's going the entire time, and we were the only show that didn't get to see it going the whole time.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And it was still great.
No, and it
like,
was...
I didn't miss it.
I didn't notice until they said something after
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, we're sorry about that. We're like, what? No, it was... We were
yeah.
entrenched,
shh.
Dude.
Never apologize.
Exactly.
It was meant to be.
In art, there are no accidents.
That's just when you tip your hat to the Lord and go, thank you, God. It just happened. Nowhere Nevada, the flashing lights and shit, we didn't do that. That was like the generator running out of gas while we're filming, and we're like, well, fuck, we don't have time to set up and refilm it, and why would we? It was perfect, you know? We went with, like, her powers and shit, and that was all... The universe.
Right.
You know? Crazy shit.
Crazy shit.
I hear
that's
that.
What's going on.
Crazier. What?
This town is awesome.
What would you give it on a scale of 1 to 10?
Oh, I'm a little easier to please, I suppose. I'd give it a solid 9. I thought it was fantastic.
Same.
Yeah, I loved it.
You are a fidgety motherfucker.
I'm sorry.
By the way, you know that whole bench of seats is attached? I'm sitting directly next to this guy the whole show, and he's twitching his foot like he's playing like in Ministry. Like he's the drummer for Ministry, just and shift and shift. And you are.
Which one of you guys got the meth?
You are a fidgety. Exactly.
No, it's true. I got a little ADHD and I don't sit still very easily. Not my thing.
I got it. Well, you play music wonderfully. Let's have your fingers get to work here and dance for us.
Yeah,
dance
yeah,
monkey,
sure.
Dance.
Give me some relief
can
and
I,
let you play.
Can I call on the interns first?
Oh yeah,
for a beer
absolutely.
Run.
And then we're gonna talk about Kim's weekend and
BWERRUN beer run.
The good beer, please.
Bring me that stout too. Bring one of each in.
Yeah.
So what do you got for us, buddy? Hi.
Well, I'm gonna say too. Since you brought up the fact that I'm very fidgety, which is true, I very rarely ever play sitting down for the same reason.
Let's hear some really nice, uncomfortable tracks of you
play good. It'll be great. I'll take that one for sure. And then
tap
we got the big one.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and play a song that's going to be on my next record. And
good save.
A lot of beers being whipped out, right?
I'm going to play only new stuff tonight. I'm not going to play anything from anything that's already released.
Fucking rad.
So, yeah. Cool.
So, if you haven't seen you live, nobody would have heard this anywhere else, right?
Well, yeah, if you haven't seen me live, for sure.
Excellent. Worst little podcast exclusive.
Again.
Every week.
Fucking A.
So, here we go. This song's called Come Hell or Heartbreak.
Heart for someone, someone we're dying for. Yeah, save your heart for someone, someone who leaves you breathless. My mouth sings a melody with words that shake your body. You bring the rhythm, your hips and what comes with them. My mouth sings a melody, words that shake your body. You bring the rhythm, your hips and what comes with them. Do what you are meant. Sings a melody with words that shake your body. You bring the rhythm, your hips and what comes with them. My mouth sings a melody with words that shake your body. You bring the rhythm, your hips and what comes with them. I'm not out to change the world. I'm out to change my own view. Everyone's so scared to change. I'm scared not to.
Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey! Hey, hey, hey!
Come hell or come heartbreak, I will choose my own way. Come hell or come heartbreak, I will choose my own way.
I'm not out change the world. I'm out to change my own view. Everyone's so scared to change. I'm scared not to.
I'm not out to change the world. Out to change my own view. So scared to change, I'm scared not to.
Yeah. I was so sure that was gonna do more.
Wow, man.
That's right.
Your voice is as powerful as ever.
Fucking A.
Thank
yeah.
you.
That was
so
awesome.
When we ran into each other yesterday, you're mentioning that obviously anybody who follows you or knows anything knows you've been a little absent. Goddamn interns dropping beers, breaking shit.
Well, beer, that was so just much. Some highly
it's
valuable
okay.
musical
it's okay.
equipment.
And well, it's a recording studio. Don't worry about making too much fucking noise.
Where'd that big ass beer go?
But you were telling me that you had disappeared from the scene from a little bit.
I take shitty beer, please.
You've been in.
Thank you.
At least Nick's an honest man. You've been in Alaska for the last, six months?
Six months.
What were you doing up there?
I'm actually still working there. I'm working as a geologist.
Excellent.
At a gold mine.
Kind of cool.
Sure. Yeah.
But I mean, what is that? What do you actually
do? Yeah, what does
that
entail?
I mean, there'd be all this rocks.
You're running computers?
Like, I mean, how deep is a mine? Is it like...
Holy shit.
Do you take a canary with you?
Miles down. I want it to be like old, like old timey shit with like candles and.
Do you have a light on your
square
head?
Square set timbering.
Or do you take? Yeah.
If I don't answer this question, will it remain more mysterious?
I want it to be so rad.
Just tell them it's like that.
I feel like it's one of those things, you know. Even when I was doing the full time musician thing, people are always like, "Man, your life must be so crazy." And it's like, yeah, I wake up and I get in my Subaru and I drive to the next town and I set up and I play and then I go to sleep and I wake up and I drive to the next town and they're like, yeah, that's so awesome. And I'm like, yeah, it is, but you know. So it's with the geology thing, it's great. I basically look at rocks all day. They keep us pretty busy. I work 84 hours a week when I'm there. So when I'm in Alaska, I'm working my butt off.
Wow.
Holy shit.
And so
they
I
have
it's like when Chewy goes
7-12,
they have
yeah.
84 hours a week of you looking at rocks?
That's what I do.
What the
I swear
fuck?
To God, man.
I mean, do you really just like look at them? Or do
right,
you, like...
you guys are largely in the same industry.
Same industry, yeah. 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 The same 84 hours.
Well,
a week
but
schedule.
I mean, let's not. I mean, Liam had
Thank
to go to
you
school.
So much.
Okay. Chewy yeah. just fucking lays bricks. Let's not.
Rick, give the intern gold star.
Yes.
Oh, did one of them do something good?
He did great.
I got
finally.
Dude, Shrek is so much better than Pyle. You know
what I mean? Shrek's a big one?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
What do you think? Which one would be Shrek?
I love you both equally. Don't listen to Rick.
Yeah, I gave both of you guys a piece of pizza. I love you equally, too.
I imagine
the kind of people we are.
Geology is probably a little easier on the back than toiling away in the autoclave laying the brick, though.
I mean, well, and if they turn on the autoclave while you're in there by accident...
And you definitely earned that by going to college and doing good in school.
Yeah, but you know, I actually love the days when we get to go out in the field and do like soil sampling or something different. Because, you know, one of the reasons why I went to college and got that degree specifically was because I wanted to be outside. I did not want to have a job in a cubicle. Working indoors, I already mentioned that I'm sort of ADHD.
Mm-hmm.
When I say sort of, I mean more than
Extremely.
Sort of.
Yeah.
and so I really love being outdoors. I really love being active.
You get to travel through work, too. That's
I
good.
Do get yeah, to you... travel quite a bit.
But you're always in Alaska.
Well, oh. right now I am. Well, sort of. I was just in Ireland 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
But that was just for shits and giggles.
It wasn't geology stuff.
See, there you go. You went to Ireland just for fun.
I'm going
That's
to Canada later this month just for fun. Like the coolest part of this job is that I'll either work. I've had two different schedules since I've been there. I'll work 20 days on with 10 days off, or currently right now I'm on 14 days on and 14 days off, which is bittersweet because I get more time off, but it was like a 30% cut in pay. But it's a lot easier.
You're working 6 days less a month, I guess, huh?
Yeah. But it's kind of worth it because it gave me the ability to go to Ireland. And
you always get 14 days off and then you have that 14 days of pay behind you. That's good.
Well, plus you could go play music. Or
that is eventually the goal. And that's what I've been trying to do since I've been there. But the problem is they've changed my schedule 4 times since I've been there.
Mm.
And there was one time where I actually started committing to shows. And then they came out the next shift and said, hey, by the way, now you're changing to this. And everything was off by a week, and I had to go cancel a bunch of shows.
Right.
And I've been hesitant to rebook those places because I don't want it to happen again.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side of that, though, the reason why I took this job, I was actually in the recording studio recording my 4th record, and literally on the last day I was recording, I got a phone call that said, hey, we got this job in Alaska. You think you want it? And I was like, I can't talk right now. Call me in 2 days. Like, I could not even, like, process what that would mean. I sat down, looked at my finances, looked at the money I could be making, and it gave me the opportunity to, A, pay down all of my debt, B, pay off this new record that I was in the middle of recording, which was about to put me deeper into debt.
That's what music does.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
It puts you into debt.
And
I'm doing great by those standards, then.
Yeah, well, and God forbid even have a little bit of savings. So
yeah.
Originally it was going to be a 4 to 6 month thing. I'm actually about 6 months into it right now.
And you are...
I'm Liam.
Just about out of that aforementioned.
I have, on Friday, I will have no more personal credit card debt.
Nice.
Hey, that's really, congratulations, dude.
So the day
that's
after this freedom. Airs, I will be announcing that I will have paid off all my debt, and I'm very, very, very
Fuck
excited
yeah.
for it.
Dude, that's a great fantastic. Accomplishment.
First man. Time in 4 years I will have had no debt.
Good for you, brother. Good
time
for
to
you.
Have a crack party.
Yeah. Can you put that on a credit card?
Yeah, you can.
You can put a lot of shit on credit card. Do you get paid for?
What you do is you buy Tide laundry detergent, and then you give the laundry detergent to the dude, and the dude takes that to another dude who pays him in cash with it.
You've done this before.
No, I just saw a thing on 2020.
You buy a bunch of stereo equipment with the credit cards, and then trade that to the dope man.
Mm-hmm. I'll be at the mine, so I'll be celebrating with powdered sugar.
Okay.
It's even better.
Maybe some brews mm-hmm. after. Do you ever get to...
We can't
You
drink.
Don't have time?
It's a dry mine. I live on site, and because we're actually in a remote...
camp?
Yeah, yeah, we're in a remote area. And so
they don't want to chance any...
It is illegal for us to have anything, and if we sneak anything in... we would lose our jobs.
There's a mine. My people were getting to Dominican Republic where you live on site and you can't leave and there's no alcohol.
Sure.
Yeah.
I got in trouble for having my shirt off last month.
What?
Swear to God.
Okay, A, why would you have your shirt off in the middle of Alaska in the winter?
They Mormons?
No, it was the last nice day of the summer.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
Really?
And, yeah, no,
you
it was
got
great.
In trouble?
I did. Long story short... I don't mind saying this on
standards.
Air because everyone already kind of knows I did it. It was pretty funny. I had one of our seniors come up to me and said, so I had to write an incident report on you. And I was like, oh really? What happened? He's like, I heard you were running around with your shirt off. And I was like, I kind of just like
PPE
smiled
issue?
And nodded. Yeah. And then he goes, you have to have PPE on. He's like, I heard you got to, he's like, Liam, what were you thinking? You got to have your hard hat and your vest. And I was like, no, I had it. I swear. I even have picture at. And I was like, wait a second, this is not going to help my case.
Liam goes to Burning Man 2 times and he can't keep his shirt on. It's just a thing.
It started off as a joke. So I had my shirt off and then they were like, oh, grab a hammer. Like, well, you know, like we were going to do like a calendar, like photo shoot type thing, right? And we kind of got a little carried away. But I had my hard hat on and I had like my vest on with my shirt off and stuff. And so my initial argument was going to be like, no, I have photo proof. I can show you. And then I was like, no, that would be a really terrible idea. I'm going to pretend that wasn't
your suck it up.
So anyways,
this
got,
is the best show
trouble.
Ever so far, I'd like to say. Dude, wait, the one of the hottest things about the exciting about being in a mine is shirtless dudes. I don't understand. Nobody's ever allowed to take their shirt off. This mine sucks.
It's
that's the olden days, Rick.
I have a laborer that works with me, and when he goes to do demo, he takes his vest and his shirt off and then puts a white Tyvek suit on over his like half-naked body. So you'd enjoy that, Rick.
Is he turn you on a little
bit? Is he
bit?
Hot as fuck?
No,
or is
not
he like
me.
No,
he's a Hispanic fellow. He's built like a fucking bodybuilder. He probably could bench press about 350 pounds, and he's about 5'8".
Dude, when I'm reading,
take Rick to work pretty soon.
Fuck yeah, dude. When I'm reading the stories about the Virginia City mines, they're constantly saying things like, "You will see men like Adonises stripped to their waists, working in 110 degree temperatures."
So it's like mine worker fanfic.
Yeah, for real.
Chewy is obviously
it's gay porn.
A supervisor.
Well, I'm really sorry you got in trouble.
You've got the supervisor build.
I don't work out all the time when I'm not working either.
You just got back.
I
don't know. I mean, I'm really... Can we use the picture, though, that he took as the picture for the show this week?
Yeah.
No.
Damn it.
No, I had to... I actually blocked everyone that I work with from being able to see it just in case. I also put it as my main photo on my Tinder profile for about a month. And then it occurred to me...
At the mine, because there's no women there.
And then it occurred to me that there are... Even though there's not a lot of women at the mine, mine. There are a few, and if they saw it, all it would take is like, you know, a screenshot, and then like, hey, big boss, check this out, and then like the photographic proof would be worse than the, hey, I heard a guy was running around with his shirt off. I would rather keep it at the, hey, I heard.
Then it's like a corporate issue.
Smart.
Yeah. Potentially, yeah. Although, like I said, the photo would prove I had my PPE on.
You may want to block them from listening to this podcast. Just throwing it out there.
I don't think my bosses are going to listen to this podcast.
The odds are pretty astronomical.
You never know.
Well, they have to get past the first song, so.
I once, on this podcast, I once told a story about dating a murderer, and I didn't block him from it, and so far, he hasn't come and killed me, so.
There you go.
I don't think he listens.
Maybe he's not a fan.
And right now, tempting fate, eh?
Yeah.
Should we speak of this again? He knows.
Do you want to go ahead and give his full name?
No.
Wait, let's have another song here and then come back and talk about playing music locally and stuff happening in the local music scene.
Sure, sure. You guys want to hear something that's brand new?
Yeah.
You want to hear something a little ballsy again, or maybe something a little more somber?
Always ballsy.
Well, eventually we're going to hear somber. Eventually.
Sure. Sorry, Liam. You know how I roll.
No, it's all good. So I was dating a girl last year. I won't say her name, but she had this tattoo on her back that said, "I yearn for mountains that I have never seen." And I told her that I was going to write a song about her tattoo, and she didn't believe me. And now I win.
Yeah. Take that, girl with the tattoo on her back.
So this song is called Sojourner, in parentheses, pretty girl from North Carolina. We'll just leave it at that. Here we go.
I yearn for mountains that I have never seen. It's something a sojourner once said to me. The words they were tattooed on her perfect skin, for all to bear witness to her intentions. Well, it didn't take her long at all, migrating westward for a job. She told her family, told the boy, she would move to Illinois. Oh! Aspiration still not met, she started looking farther west. California came to greet her, Oregon would surely steal her. And she said, I yearn for mountains that I have never seen. Something a sojourner once said to me. The words they were tattooed on her perfect skin, for all to bear witness to her intentions.
What is the next line?
The birds were...
hold on, I know this. Really, brain?
She said, I'm not where I wanna be. That doesn't mean I'm not happy. Forest is like therapy. One breath of free air, it cures me. And I yearn for mountains that I have never seen. Something a sojourner once said to me. The words they were tattooed on her perfect skin, for all to bear witness to her intentions. Baking goods to pay the rent, 22 long hours spent driving in from South Dakota. Even though I hardly knew her, she's not where she wants to be. Doesn't mean she's not happy. The forest is like therapy. One breath of free air, it cures me. It cures me. It cures me. All to bear witness to her intentions. I yearn for mountains that I have never seen. Something a sojourner once said to me. The words they were tattooed on her
perfect skin for all to bear witness to her intentions. This girl has got ambition. Too bad she doesn't date musicians.
Very nice, very nice.
True story, Leah. There.
Very good, very nice.
I feel like the miles from the last time we've had you on the show, it's like a universe, more you know, than a road, you know. That's
when was that?
We were just 3.5 years ago.
Back at the old house?
No, he was on.
It was here. I think it was it was very early 2015.
Like when we first started doing it here.
It was right when we moved.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
It's been a hot minute. I had just started doing music full time at that point.
Wow. You and you were playing, you had a sponsor guitar.
Yeah.
Going
on. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Reno Company.
Is that still going on?
Are they?
Yeah, they are. Oh. They're based out of Sparks, technically.
Oh. Is that what you're playing on still?
No. that kind of got a little weird. They I really wanted to do more with them, and they sort of like dropped off the planet. And I was like, well, if you're not going to take the time to like even talk to me, you know, I don't know how to. It was a really
represent,
cool thing. Yeah, I mean, it was a cool thing. They you know, they gifted me the guitar, and I brought it around. I would talk about it. And it was a great instrument. What was cool about it was actually the kind of the kitschy thing about it was that the fretboard was made out of like a polyurethane, something like the same thing they make bowling balls out of. And it actually had LED lights that lit up under it. Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, oh, totally.
We remember the guitar.
I still think about really this. Cool. Like, I want to get one of those.
Yeah.
So like what was cool about it was that like it's a great tool for people to learn how to play guitar. But admittedly, even like their highest model, which was the one I was playing, like didn't come close to this guitar I'm playing on now. So like quality wise, like it was tough for me as a professional musician to keep playing
commit
it.
Commit to it.
When they weren't really kind of giving me the time of day back, I was, you know, but it was for a while it was sort of like I would I'd always bring it up on stage and play it for, you know, 2 or 3 songs or whatever. And it was really cool, too, because everyone would be like,
yeah,
that guy's fucking guitar is lighting up. Like, what? Am I high?
Yeah. Make me want to take acid.
No, it was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
But when they don't return your calls, you're going to be like, I want to talk about how shitty that guitar sounded. So
or thanks for the free guitar.
It was great for what it was.
Do you still have it?
I do still have it. Yeah. Hidden away somewhere.
Sure. Like, you can't take all that to Alaska.
No, it wasn't that bad. You played it on the show. It recorded good.
Yeah, no, it sounded fine. But again, like, you know, this guitar I'm playing on right now is a gift from one of my all-time favorite songwriters, a guy named Chuck Reagan.
Oh, yeah.
So this is actually a Chuck Reagan signature model guitar.
Wow,
and
nice.
This is just light years ahead of where that guitar was. And then not that there was anything wrong with that guitar, but I much prefer this one.
But from the standards of needing to be a professional performer, you have to look at
how
the
does it compare
line.
To like a Martin or something.
This is my favorite guitar I've ever played.
Oh well, right. So nothing.
Do you take that with you to Alaska?
Got... No,
no,
no. Do you, I don't
do you,
trust it.
Do you have any guitar up in Alaska?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I actually have an Alvarez RD8.
Okay.
It's actually the very first guitar I ever owned. I got it when I was 18 years old, and I spent the whole summer saving for it. It was either $300 or $350 bucks. And I was saving for it. And my dad knew I was about to go out and buy it, and then he surprised me, went out and bought it for me before I did. Aww. And said, congratulations on saving your money. Keep saving it. Here you go.
Hey, good.
That's awesome.
That's a good lesson right there.
It was great.
Did you spend all the money on meth?
Ritalin.
I'm not going to say what I spent all the money. I don't even know what I spent all the money.
Two
on.
Hookers and an 8-ball.
Yeah. I want to take my shirt off and do some
and
partying.
Hookers are cheap in Vegas.
Thanks, Dad.
Are you playing anything locally right now? Do you have time to do that while you're in town?
I just played a couple shows in Truckee. I played one at Mellow Fellow Pub.
Very cool.
Which I was doing the booking for a year and a half. And then I also played at Squaw Resort.
Hey.
And so that was a fun one. And So I didn't get anything in Reno this time because I booked both of those shows like 2 or 3 weeks prior to coming out because, like I said, I was kind of expecting them to change my schedule again. So I've been really like nervous about booking anything too far out, and I'm actually expecting them to change my schedule again at this point. So I'm sort of like still a little bit in limbo, but they're paying me well enough that I'm kind of like, it's a break right now, and you know what? It's not a break is not a bad thing. I'm gaining perspective that I haven't had in a while, and I feel really fucking good about it. To be honest, I'm feeling really good right now. So
how long have you been in town? When'd you get here?
What's today?
Monday.
I think I've been here 6 days.
Okay. Did you get to see the Offbeat Festival?
So I was out of town, actually.
I got to see the Offbeat
Festival. Oh, really?
Playing the same nights like that was really going on. And,
okay.
So unfortunately, I was a part of it a couple years ago.
Yeah. As was I. Kind of fun. Yeah, I was part of the first season as an MC at a couple of the venues.
Yeah.
I played in like 3 different things. Fat Couch got back together for that one.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Guys, Offbeat Fest this year was...
How was it?
It was fire. It was great.
Yeah, it seemed like a
great
time.
It was amazing. The best... I think it was the best so far. I've worked all three of them.
Where were you at this year?
I was posted up at Shay's Friday night. So Swigs had their album release party there.
Right.
And they did really fucking well. It was really good. It was really good.
Okay, congratulations, guys.
Yes. No, it was really impressive.
Awesome, man.
They've gotten a couple of newspaper write-ups since that. Pink Offal was amazing.
Oh, God, yeah. I love them so
Pink
much.
Offal. Yeah. We need to have them back on the show soon. I talked to her about that. So February, we'll be having them back. But
they're going
to
come back here? Because last time I saw them, they looked at me like they fucking hoped I would die.
No. Why? What'd you do? No.
Only, only really
oh,
one
you
of
don't
them.
Know. Okay, well, that's been covered
we'll
under
talk about that past. Later. Yes.
No, I mean afterwards. The girl singer, she looked at me like, don't fucking talk to
no,
me.
No, she's fine.
They all like us now. They still like it. They lost their bass player over
the episode. Well, they like me. They like me, so they're
no. They came on the show.
I'm in a different
they
room.
They love us,
okay.
Guys.
Yeah.
They decided like, well, that was her problem.
Exactly. Yeah.
So anyway, they were fantastic.
No, Rick's afraid. Rick's afraid of Ashley.
There was.
Well, you should be. She's a powerful woman.
Fuck yeah. She'll
beat
knock
your ass.
Me on my ass. Yeah, and I'm not gonna. Yeah. I'm not gonna fucking.
She'll mentally like mind
all
fuck
four
you.
Foot
just
don't
fuck
her.
With her,
dude. She's like a powerful presence. I'm not gonna. I was gonna go up and be all.
Jedi
I was gonna be all.
Trick.
Hey, that show was really great. You guys are amazing. And she just looked at me like, "Don't fucking open your mouth, you freak." Like, I was like, "Okay, I'm just gonna stare at my feet
oh,
and walk
it's
away.
That guy.
That's
yeah,
so awesome." So hey, I can't wait to tell her.
So they are coming back on the show, and they know it's here.
Yes, they do know it's here. We had a good long talk in the Shay's bathroom. Trust me, we were sober.
Were you doing coke?
No, that lady's room line was real long. There were 4 girls in the stall. I know they were.
Which line was long?
The ladies' room. But anyway, okay, so I worked Shay's that night. I saw some really cool like surf punk bands besides Swigs. And then the next night I was at The Saint. The session opened up. They're a really cool like girl band from Oakland. They kind of remind me of like Black Rock City All Stars. Silver played. No, none of that for me. sorry, this like
pass,
beer
not
is
the band,
around
the
room.
Beer.
Not the band. The bands were all fucking amazing.
I was like, she fucking
Silver.
Hates Silver?
No, Silver fucking killed it. They were the reason like half the room was there, and it was packed, and everybody was happy and having
glad
a good time. The bars were happy. I went down to Kiel, and I saw my friend. I saw Travis Hayes' guitarist, Brent Curden, who you know Liam, right?
I know Brent.
Do you know Brent? He's so fucking awesome. Their band Cave Clove played, and they were amazing. Cave Clove. Yes.
That's a good name.
I made it out to as many shows as I possibly could while working.
Nice. Well, so. I hope you were introducing yourself and booking people for future episodes.
I absolutely
of the show.
Was doing that. I do that every single time I go out.
Earn that money.
I'm so glad that you picked up that torch.
Me too. It's super fun.
Yeah, you're doing a great job.
Did you by any chance get to see the Sam Chase on Friday night?
I did not. I was stuck at. Not stuck at Shay's, but I had to be at Shay's.
Hellbound Glory on Thursday.
You got to be
at Shay's. I did not.
Shay's.
Dude, I was just like, that was a great one. I did get to be at Shay's. I wanted to go out so bad.
I saw lots of pictures and videos every night. Look like there are some fantastic shows. Nick, was in some fire there for the Roxy Colley show the other night.
What do you mean fire?
like the show, the set was fire.
The show was fire. Youngblood, you played with Youngblood.
Oh, yeah.
It was on fire. I mean, the pictures of that show, like, were just so amazing.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, you were on fire.
And,
not that you survived a conflagration.
We definitely went through the fire unscathed. We loved it. It was awesome.
Speaking of your show, there was actually a couple of write-ups, at least one that Roxy College heard about, female-fronted bands this year kind of like dominating offbeat, which I thought was really cool because they really did. It was Cave Clovis female fronted and Youngblood. I was really excited to see, but I didn't get to. But they played after you, right?
Yeah, they were good. They were strong. They're from Vancouver, BC.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I just love how many like out-of-town bands that,
They
I
have
the out-of-town like,
it's just going to keep getting better and better.
It's going to get better,
I mean, really good more opportunities for local
Reno's
bands.
Got so many different rad spots to see music. It's cool that people are going.
I'm stoked for it, and I think Offbeat was great.
I think
success.
One thing Offbeat has been really successful in doing is looping in people who are not no noodling.
Get yourself a fidget spinner.
Those of us invested in the music scene who go out to bars all the time, who are in bands or friends with people in bands, or we go to the open mics, we know what's happening and what kind of awesome talent we have here in town.
And what everybody's doing and trying to do.
But to the larger Reno Sparks community, we don't exist.
Oh, yeah. There's tons of people who've never been to a local show.
I think that the Offbeat Fest has been doing a really good job in looping in a lot of that crowd. Get us all some notice, so that people realize that there is actually something happening in this town.
Yeah.
There has been for 25 years.
There has been.
That's
right. Now a light is shining on us,
Exactly.
Having a
light on the scene.
It's just a bigger challenge, and we all have to step up and get out there and support it more than we did when we were younger, too, because, you know what I mean? Like, if you want to see it happen.
Yep.
You know, absolutely. If you want it to revert back to the way it was,
you just enjoy music. Everybody just stay home again. Out there to go.
I sure fucking don't want it to revert.
I don't want it
to
do that either. I want it to grow because this town is musical, always has been.
Yeah.
And we got to pass it on to the kids, and they'll pass it on to the next kids. And that's what's beautiful about it, you know?
Fucking A.
And we're doing it. And, I'm an old man, and I'm still keeping my toes in that shit.
And gives me the warm
fuzzies,
guys.
You didn't know a fire map, but yeah.
I don't.
Thank you.
That's one of the elements, Chewy. Right?
Yep.
It's my sign too, in astrologically.
What are you an Aries?
No.
He probably wouldn't even know what a fire AF means.
I'm fiery AF.
Sometimes. Don't try.
It's like an old man putting on a ball cap backwards.
Is that right?
That's what it sounds like. Yeah,
that's me.
It's awkward.
You kids.
Fuck.
Hey, Liam.
Hey,
What a hey, what a hey, yeah. It's
but,
kung fu.
But so was that
you're a master of your craft.
How direct those questions are.
Oh my god, Rick, stop.
Damn, Rory, you're good at this.
Totally unedited. I started talking and Rory said...
I was stifling my own question so that you could finish what you were saying.
That's out of context.
No, you interrupted me to say... you interrupted me to say nothing.
Classic Rory.
That's so awesome.
Well... Yeah.
Are we going to hear from Liam?
Liam, I'd like to have another song.
Absolutely.
And then let's maybe have you take the quiz again.
Oh, geez.
2017.
It has been a while.
We got different questions.
I hope so. I remember very specifically one of the questions from last time.
Which was?
It was, what are my search words when I...
We will not ask
we'll skip
you that today.
Do you remember any other ones we asked you?
That's the only one that I remember off the top of my head now.
We will not ask you any other... Kim has got a bunch of new good ones.
Yeah, she does.
She's been working hard on that.
Cool.
I have to stretch my leg. That's why I'm doing this, fellas. I'm sorry. I was starting to get a cramp in my...
But do you really need to take off your pants to do that?
Wow.
Well, Look, we're amongst friends. Liam was talking about running naked in Alaska, and I just got the spirit, and I felt like I should share.
Whoa!
Kind of cramping your dick there, huh?
Yeah.
Damn, Nick, that's fucked up.
And a streak in the creek, Nick. Jeez, do some laundry.
Dude, this show's getting so hot.
All right, are we going to take all this out or what?
No, because in the spirit of what's going on right now, I'm actually going to play a cover song that
fuck yeah.
is a song about having sex in the woods.
And now he's also taking his shirt off.
That's
as
what
well.
I'm talking. I'm going to go ahead and
I'm
take my shoes
about,
off.
It's hot in here. I kind of wish I didn't have this sweatshirt on right now.
Nick is pantless, and Liam is now shirtless.
Man, you can really smell
that's
my
because
socks.
Of my, don't tell my boss.
That's because of my leg cramp, not because I'm a homosexual.
Well, and I'd like to say this isn't the first time that during your last song we fucking went through your Facebook looking for shirtless pics.
God damn it, Rick.
I know.
Did you do that last time as well?
I just mean me and the interns. And I told them, I'm like, dude, we shouldn't be doing this.
It's not even shirtless
up.
Pics,
I know.
Too.
And the interns, I'm sure, just sitting there like, oh, yes, search more. Swipe right. Swipe right.
You're doing a great job, Rick. Good job.
All you got to do is go back
searching.
To...
It was a hot topic on the show, okay?
Rick, do you, remember, do you remember New Year's Eve of last year? Kim, do you remember that?
No.
So I was hanging out with my good friend, Marion Raymond Solorzano.
Oh, yeah.
And about 15 minutes after New Year's, basically I was like thinking to myself, and I think of ridiculous puns all the time. I just make bad jokes all the time. It's kind of my thing.
And do you call people 3 days later to tell them of the pun you thought about from the conversation you had?
Not usually, no. But I could.
No,
I'd like to think I'm wittier.
From personal experience, he calls you right away.
Yeah, it's right on the
time.
Spot.
I'm
it's...
like, Liam's calling again. Oh, God.
So what happened was, literally about 15 minutes after New Year's, I was thinking, I was like, you know what I'm going to do? Next year, I'm going to do a totally nude photo shoot, like with just me and my guitar. And then right at New Year, I'm going to post, right when it's midnight, I'm going to post Happy Nude Year.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, it's so ingenious. It's the greatest thing ever. And I say it aloud, and my friend Raymond looks at me and he goes, it's not too late. I immediately strip down. I'm at someone's house that I don't even hardly know. Surrounded, I'm the youngest person at this party. And literally, just totally stripped down to nothing, grabbed this toy guitar and basically do a photo shoot in front of the Christmas tree.
It was hilarious.
Holy and posted one of those photos.
I got to pay closer attention to my Facebook.
Actually,
you know what I'm saying?
Can we please get one for the podcast?
Can
for the
I?
Blog.
That one, you guys, yeah,
right,
I'll give you guys
it.
That.
It's out there.
This is just not the work one.
Does your job allow you to be naked outside of work?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
It does. So, yeah if you guys want that as the main photo, I'm
email
I'm down.
That to Kim.
I'm
cool
with it.
You should be allowed to be naked
absolutely.
In a photo if you're an artist. You know what I mean?
Rock and roll is meant to have nude people.
It's fucking America.
Burt Reynolds was an artist, and he showed it all like a fucking good red-blooded.
Look at all those albums from the 70s that had all the naked breasts.
Yeah, and Edith Massey.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and that one scene in Easy Money where the neighbor's got her top off.
Yeah.
And Herb Alpert when he's got the Tijuana Brass up his...
Oh, is that right?
Remember?
Oh, yeah.
Man, this is perfect. This song is called I Want You Like a Seatbelt.
Yeah.
I like cars and chrome headlights, carnivals and canines, boardwalk girls who play nice, cars in their engines, a bridge in its suspension, that sun shadow in the east. And I like how your dress looks with that lampshade, how people always tell me you're the best friend they ever made. Take me to the commune, we can live with Cat Stevens, he can play the tambourine. Oh, I'd like to live up in a house that lives up in a tree, only you and me, maybe a kid, maybe three. Maybe from the top you can see that I want you across my hips, fashion low and tight, in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the night. We can let the world fall away one kiss at a time. I like my Mustangs unshod, the coy wolves of Cape Cod, the tiller man and big mud gun, but not forgotten, the wind catching caution, let it all be free. And
Let's take another unplanned road trip, leave behind New England. Maybe we can find our lefty sister Ingrid. Leave the frozen river, someplace we'd never seen. Oh, I'd like to live up in a house that lives up in a tree. Only you and me, maybe a kid, maybe three. Maybe from the top you can see that I want you across my hips, fast and low and tight, in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the night. We can let the world fall away one kiss at a time. 'Cause I want you across my hips, fast and low and tight, in the middle of the woods, in the middle of the night. We can let the world fall away one kiss at a time. We can let the world fall away one kiss at a time.
Oh,
nice.
That was rad, man.
It's a little sweeter maybe than I let on, but it is about having sex out in the woods. So.
And who doesn't like that?
Fuck.
I don't like that.
There's ticks and shit.
You get, there's
that
ticks.
Just
there's ticks and shit.
It's not a nice, totally clean literally place to have sex at.
Well,
you can have a blanket in the woods. You know, I'm just throwing it out there.
All right.
Sometimes you gotta just throw caution to the wind and fuck in the woods.
Sometimes you're in the woods.
And sometimes there's just a tree stump in front of you for you to grab onto.
Yeah, what are you supposed to go all the way back into town?
It's sterile.
Sterile. There's like funguses and stuff.
It's very sterile. Yeah.
Raccoons.
So I can't find your naked photo.
Right. So I will say I'm just gonna throw this out there because I have my own sex in the woods story. I was actually on a hike with someone I was dating, and we were on this like we were probably hiking for about 3 hours. Literally did not see another person the entire time. And so we basically get to the end, which it kind of dead ends at this river. And this was in Oregon, and we were just kind of like, oh, you know, we're hanging around and sort of like, so I don't know, you feeling something? I'm feeling something. And so we end up having sex right there, just kind of like right by the river.
Yeah.
And as soon as we finish, like the thought crossed my head. It was like, what if someone walks up? And I'm like, nah, no one will walk up. Nothing will happen. Literally, like as soon as we put our clothes on, like within moments, this family comes floating down the river in kayaks.
Oh,
and I was like,
yeah.
So I actually dodged that bullet. And, but
so
even
you dodged
had
a sex
but I'm just
going to
say, how do you know a kayak didn't pass that you didn't notice?
The other family that they were with.
Exactly. We've gotten a little bit ahead. Yeah. All right, Rick, time for my music.
Ooh.
Rory's
music. That sounds fucking good.
As you wish, Mr. Dowd.
Ah, don't get excited. It's just the same old damn quiz. But it's going to be a little bit different. We got different questions from me, and I guess some questions from Kim. Do you want to throw some of your questions at Liam?
Yeah, I'll throw one at Liam.
All right. We all got questions for you, Liam. All
right, gosh, but we're gonna make this quick. I'm just going to ask you, upon your death, where would you haunt, Liam?
Ooh. Probably this house.
I would just
fuck with Rick.
Yay!
I would get in every recording, like there would just be ghost noises. Boom.
And hisses.
He would have no idea what was going
That's
on.
That's a perfect score on that answer.
Excellent. Yes.
You got it.
Nick, your question.
My next question is, okay, it's a celebrity road trip. Who's the celebrity you take across America? Who are you going across America with? In a convertible Cadillac.
I'd have to say Frank Turner.
That was my answer as well. It's
a good answer.
He's my all-time favorite songwriter.
You're the second person to say that.
Yeah, he's my all-time favorite songwriter. The guy is just interesting as hell. I've chatted with him a tiny little bit, and if I got to
Where
drive across...
Where did you chat with him at?
The first time I talked to him was
That's
in San Luis.
That's two questions, Nick.
The first time I talked to him was in San Luis Obispo, California, and I'll never forget what he said. At the end of the show, I came up, introduced myself, and said, hey, I'm an aspiring young songwriter. you're my favorite. Like this, I was like, bleh, bleh, bleh. And
a little starstruck.
And I basically told him, I said, hey, I just drove 7 hours from Reno to San Luis Obispo to come watch you play. And he looked at me because he was playing Reno the next night, opening for Social Distortion.
Right, he looked at me, I remember that.
He looked at me and he goes, why the hell did you drive out here? I said, you know, you realize I'm coming to Reno tomorrow. I said, yeah, but you're not headlining Reno tomorrow. You're headlining here, and I wanted to watch you play a 2-hour set here.
Right.
And he looked at me and he goes, you drove 7 hours. He says, why didn't you contact me? Like, I would have let you come backstage. Like, I holy shit. I was like, no. Like, that's not. He's like, no, I'm serious. Like, where I come from, you can't drive 7 hours without driving into the fucking ocean.
Right.
He's from England.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyways, really fucking cool guy.
Right on.
I would love to be able to spend more time with him, for sure.
Another perfect score.
Question from Chewy.
What would you say is your favorite form of pork?
Yeah, it's an excellent question.
I like my favorite form of pork would definitely be sex because I like to use porking as like a verb change.
Right. Dad, I think he's gonna pork her.
Yeah,
to right. quote from pork European is a vacation. Verb.
I love pork. Actually,
you like that better than pork chop?
yeah, if I had to choose.
Okay, I guess you're right. I think they're on my dick too.
But. Every time I come home, I actually, me and my buddy.
Every time he comes.
Yeah, every time I come. Every time I come home, me and my buddy Chuck, we always go to Qdoba. Like, it's been a thing for 5 or 6 years, especially when I come back from a mining job. And he's always the first person. We always meet over at Qdoba, and I get the same fucking burrito. It's the ancho chili barbecue burrito with pork.
Nice.
So, boom. All right. That's the other, that's the real answer to the.
It's a good answer.
I like the fucking answer.
Yeah.
Fucking's good. So is pork.
You're killing it so far. All right. Awesome. My Tim's question is, if you could be any two animals combined, what would they be?
Ooh, excellent question.
I would be a unicorn and a minotaur because that would make me four animals. Boom.
A minicorn.
What?
A manticore?
A unitard.
So I would defy everything that anyone's ever thought of. Blows everyone's
That's
mind.
That's also the best answer I've ever had to that question.
Rick.
Yeah?
What's your question, Rick? Come on. Get with the gay stuff.
Get with the gay stuff. Jesus. Well, I don't remember what
Or get there with the religious
to.
Stuff if you want to.
All right. I know I haven't asked you this. If you were being led to a gas chamber by a comic in a comedian suit, or excuse me.
You know what? Riku can explain that to you.
It's so much better.
Let Riku.
Yeah, have
it.
Riku ask this question.
Ask Liam this question, Riku.
You are being escorted to a gas chamber by a clown. Which comedian would you like to be that clown?
That is the strangest question.
That's the strangest question.
He's not a big Jerry Lewis fan. He does not. Right. He does not know.
Yeah, I guess I'm not aware of this. I mean, my favorite comedian would probably be Mitch Hedberg, but he's dead.
Yeah,
so
that's
if it was
okay.
The,
no, that's
can it,
fine.
Can it be the ghost of Mitch Hedberg escorting me to the ghost
in a
chamber?
Clown suit.
They don't have to
in
be
in a clown
alive.
Suit, and then he's clown. Like, "Ha, you're coming with me,
Any
bitch."
Not a clown history. Suit, a clown suit.
Actually, it'd be more like, "Ha, you're coming with me, bitch," or something. That's a terrible.
He squeezes his nose to be funny. He's all, I hate clown noses.
All right.
Why do they always have to be red?
We're going to jump over to some rapid fire questions. All right.
Cool. Mitch Hedberg is a good answer. I'm just saying.
Which would you rather give, a hand job or a blow job?
Hand job for sure. Wait. Like to another guy? Like specifically?
I didn't say that.
Because I mean, if it's to, you know.
Yeah. Oh.
I love, I'm all for oral, but you're yeah. If it was another guy, I'd go for the hand job.
Cunning linguist.
10-4.
Would you rather be beat up or arrested?
Probably beat up. I don't know that I'd want to be arrested.
Which is better, Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Ferris or Ducky?
Ferris.
Burgers or dogs?
Burgers.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
AIDS or cancer?
What the fuck?
Which would you rather have, AIDS or cancer?
I suppose cancer.
Which would you rather have, listening to Coldplay or a cold sore?
Cold sore.
Gay or ginger?
Gay or ginger?
Yeah.
Would you rather be homosexual or have red hair?
Oh. There's nothing wrong with being homosexual, but I think ginger's great. I'll just go with that.
Elvis or the Beatles?
Beatles for sure.
Harvey Fierstein or Nathan Lane?
Don't know who the first guy is, and Nathan Lane was Timon in The Lion King, and I'm wearing a Rafiki sweatshirt, so easy question.
Okay.
Nice.
Donkey or walrus? Who wins in a fight?
Donkey.
Rip Taylor? Well,
maybe Donkey doesn't win, but if it's his donkey or walrus, I'll go with donkey.
But you're betting donkey.
You'd be rooting for the donkey.
Yeah, sure.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool. I like the no hesitation on that.
Yeah,
the donkey
cool.
never gets that.
Vampire or werewolf?
Werewolf.
All right, that's all I got.
Wait,
anybody else?
Nick or Rory?
Nick.
In a fight?
In a fight or just
wait,
in general?
Wait, in a fight or as human beings?
I thought we were still on the hand job blowjob question.
You won the quiz. Good job, Liam. You just won the quiz.
So, you like dudes?
Yeah.
Correct
all right, we're done with
Rory
that.
With a hand job.
all right. Well, yeah.
I'll just suck his dick.
You don't win a prize this week. For the first time ever this week, we have no winner of the quiz.
How dare you?
Huh.
He won.
Take that from Leah.
No, no. He was defeated. He beat himself. He was defeated by himself.
I think he did way better this time than last time.
I felt a lot more comfortable.
He did.
For
you
sure.
felt last confident. Time. You, this one, he came in.
You stepped right
running.
Up to the plate on that quiz. Good job. Good job, young man.
Thank you.
All right.
And if we had prizes, we'd give you something from
so
F.
How much?
Really
how much longer are you going to be in town?
We don't have prizes this week. So.
Tomorrow's my last day, and then
so you're leaving town before this even airs?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'll be in Juneau, Alaska when this airs.
Very cool.
Well,
like, it'll
even
be
even
like
there,
you're
you
in two places
it.
At once for anybody.
You
that
should
knows
have
you.
A listening party with. No, you shouldn't.
No, you shouldn't.
Better not. That's your work, friends. Don't.
Yeah, yeah, not.
Don't even
guys.
Let.
But
them
you
out.
Should call people on Thursday and make them listen to the show who live in Reno and be talking to them while they listen to it and just
that's...
explode their mind.
That'd
that
be kind of cool.
That'd be trippy.
Yeah, that's not weird at all.
I should go over to Ray and Mary's house. I should just show up.
We'll
and
all
be like,
Skype
hey, guys.
Each other when this comes out, and then we'll like do a
and we'll all wear beer boxes.
Yeah, yeah.
So
and we'll
just
do
see
a,
out the eye holes.
What is oh, that? Right. Like the audio commentary on the movies, but we'll do it to the podcast we're yeah. listening to on Skype, and you could see us comment to something you can't
fuck.
See.
I think
over
you went
here.
Too far now, bro.
That's just yeah. super meta, dude. You
that's
guys
too much. Never mind.
No, you don't.
Do you even internet, bro?
Need something to stare at while you're jerking off.
Basically, that's all I want to do. I just want to see how far we can like watch ourselves jerk well, off.
Nobody's gonna find out.
Yeah. Hey Kim, is there anything secret. Exciting happening in town this weekend?
This weekend, I was just looking. I'm honestly super, super burned out from last weekend, but I'll be out at John White. He's gonna show at Loving
oh,
Cup
yeah.
on the 10th, which I think is Friday.
Is that the John Whites or just
the John
White?
It is
the John Whites.
Okay.
Which
playing with Mark Sexton
no.
and Alex Korstinsky and Aaron
oh, yeah.
Chiazzi.
Alex is my neighbor.
Yeah,
yeah.
He
oh, awesome.
Lives on the same floor as me at the
yeah,
artist's
cool.
office.
Yeah, they're good dudes.
That should be a good
yeah.
show.
A like really, really good show. He's got a new record that either just came out or is about to come out as well.
Who, John?
John.
Yeah, no, I know. It's good. It's good. I've heard some of it. Then we've got, I actually do kind of want to plug Trivia Nights in Reno. You guys need to start
with
coming
out. With the lovely
out. And
talented
yeah.
Aubrey Forston.
She's fucking
yeah.
so funny and
I've never
so
lost
amazing.
A trivia night in my
we went. We went to a bunch of those before Diana got pregnant
uh-huh.
and had a great time.
Where's,
waiting
where's
for
the
good
ones?
They're
where's
so
the best
fun.
Ones?
Jub Jubs on Tuesday nights and Bex on Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay. Bex is right by my house.
Bex Brew House, yeah.
It's a lot of fun with Aubrey
yeah.
there.
Yeah, yeah for sure. Sure.
I'll kill her.
I actually haven't met Aubrey in person, but we just became Facebook friends like a month
oh,
ago.
Dude, you'd love her.
Random side
she's
note.
A really good MC, too, so she's been doing
yeah.
a little bit of that around town. She MC'd the Tiki Party that Swigs played, and she's going to do Swigsmas. So Swigs is playing a Christmas extravaganza around Christmas time at headquarters. So it's going to be Swigs, the Grimtones, Pink Awful,
do you have
a couple
to have
of other
a,
bands.
Do you have to have a team, or
that's
could you just go
rad.
In solo? And
when
just
is High Delicious going to play, man?
You know, I don't know. She plays all the time. She owns that bar.
I love her.
She's great.
I say kick her in the leg.
Kick her in the
what?
Leg. Don't kick her in the leg.
It's not this coming weekend, but in a couple weeks here, One Ton Dooley is going to be playing on the eve of Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
here.
It's Wednesday
nice.
The 22nd at
okay.
Shea's.
Cool.
It's going to be pretty bitchin'. A lot of punk fucking rock and roll.
We got
a
bunch of rockabilly bands at night.
Yeah. At headquarters, you said?
No, you're at Shays. You're at Shays. Also at Shays, Viva Revenge and Basement Tapes and Bastards of Young are playing on Thursday. Oops. Yeah, they're playing on Thursday.
Fuck.
I just got, actually, something that I want to plug also is Drink 182. Are you guys familiar with our our best local emo night?
Oh.
Yeah, so Kyle from New Bound.
Yeah.
Came up with this, you know, fucking emo night thing. So we all, it's like a big sing-along. Like, you get together and you drink and you listen to, like...
Sing When November
2000s, like,
shit.
Emo music, and it's fucking great. Super, cool. Super fun. It's always a packed house. We've got Get Bent.
Yeah.
Starting this weekend,
right.
So
that's
we all
right.
have to definitely see that. John White's. A couple of really good house shows coming up at 7th Street Station. Tim Wehner. He does the house shows.
Tim
Wehner? Wehner.
Oh, okay.
The guy Jeremy Enoch from Sunny Day Real Estate is playing next weekend. So
cool.
That'll be really fun. And I just got word from Logan that Reno We Have a Problem has actually booked another show since the last one got canceled.
Right.
So it's going to be on the 18th at Davidson's Distillery. So the next couple weekends are going to be pretty
packed.
All right.
There's
a lot
of good stuff happening.
So to bring this full circle again really quick, you mentioned Bastards of Young, which is super cool. Pat Hills is in that band. Pat Hills is actually the producer of my new album.
No shit.
Yeah, and I've still never
weird.
Seen his band.
You're going to be not here,
in,
though.
I know.
I'm still a little bummed out. But he actually played bass and lead guitar on a lot of my record.
Rad.
On this new record that's not out yet that'll be out next year.
Ah, very cool.
Fucking rad.
So that's one thing. And then secondly, to bring it all full circle... is Generation We.
Mm-hmm.
Did you mention that again just now?
Oh, no, I didn't. But yeah, we have one more weekend.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And
go
that's it. Good luck,
it.
Macbeth Theater.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to try to shoot for this weekend.
Go see it.
Really
we should all go.
Stuff. Really good.
Let's go, Rick. I'll go with you guys.
God, I would love to see that.
Let's
That'd
do it.
Great.
And then on
podcast date.
On Sunday, there's some sort of festival at the Thai temple that I guess I'm going to.
Oh, cool. And yeah, because Diana really
cool.
wanted to go to the last
you're
one.
You're a Thai guy now. Like, my wife's a Mexican now. It's awesome.
By proxy?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
So I'm going to go explore the culture.
Very cool.
And I'll
you think
report.
You're going to convert?
I don't think it works that way,
you convert to Thai?
Convert to, they're Buddhists, is
right.
really what it is. It's,
you're
yeah.
already kind of a Buddhist, so
dude, face
that.
It.
In that, you know, I don't really, I just try to be a good person and don't really think about religion. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Most of my friends who are Buddhist, like, what do you do? Well, I sit around and tell people I'm Buddhist.
And I cast judgment on things.
Right.
No.
No, Buddha
does not. I know.
I'm making a joke.
They just listen to
PBS
and think they're better than everybody. That's not judging.
I don't think Buddha cares. He's like, it doesn't really matter anyway. I mean, what will be, will be.
You know what happens when you get
future's
enlightened? You get fucking fat,
see.
Okay?
I didn't mean
you
to steer it that direction, Rory. Sorry.
Thanks. Yeah, I just...
Anyway.
I was just joking around.
It's going to be fun. We need to support other cultures in America.
I'm into it.
Really
it's really
close
fun, actually.
Friend who's Mexican.
You'll have fun.
I'm going to be doing a bunch of Mexican shit this weekend.
Oh?
So come on over to my house if you want some chorizo.
Oh, okay.
Some mariachis and some Coronas.
Okay. That doesn't make any sense.
Nick Ramirez, walking stereotype. Come on over, leave without your hubcaps.
Wow.
I get a good collection of hubcaps. I'm a good Mexican, you guys. I do it. You're right.
Well, hey, Liam, thank you for coming by. This has been quite the entertaining episode once again. It's always a pleasure to have you
fuck
here.
Yeah, totally. Thank
that
you.
Was great. Thank you guys for having me.
Would you mind letting us out on one last song?
Absolutely.
You would mind. Oh, okay. Well, that's our show tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Ciao.
Do you want to say goodbye before we let him
play? Yeah, for Nick Ramirez, Chewbacca, Cadillac, Kim, Dogwater, Dick, all the interns, and myself, the Reverend Rory Dowd, I just want to let you know that life is short, and I do love you.
Don't sweat the petty.
Good night, ladies.
Don't sweat the petty, pet the sweaty.
That's right.
Pet the sweaty.
In your pants.
On the worst little podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
This is a love song that I wrote to my friends. So
nice.
This is for you guys tonight. Thank you.
Sometimes when I'm alone, I fear I might. Then I wake, yes, I truly wake,
feeling so much more than life. Find those few that you can trust and just make sure they know. A cup half full is always sure to overflow. I love you to life, I'm not scared of death. They may not be perfect, but my friends are the best. They stand by my side, make the heaviness light. And you know that I've never deserved you, but I love you to life. The ebb and flow of highs and lows are nothing new to me. Until further notice, let's just celebrate everything. As seconds turn to months and years, the trick to this life is you don't have to live forever, you just have to live. I love you to life, I'm not scared of death. They may not be perfect, but my friends are the best. They stand by my side, make the heaviness light. And you know that I've never deserved you, but I love you to life. Not scared of death. No, they may not be perfect, but my friends are the best. They stand by my side, make the heaviness light. And you know that I've never deserved you, but I love you to life. I'm not scared of death. They may not be perfect, but my family's the best. We may start a fight, but we fight for what's right. And you know that I will always love you, but goddamn it, I just don't deserve you. I love you to life.
Amen, dude.
Amen, dude.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Remember Big Jimmy from down Pratt Street?
Yeah.
Big asshole, finally turned queer, and that wife of his, all she does is sit around, drink, neglect those awful kids.
Dog War Studios.
Terrible. One of them's retarded, such a shame. Oh. And you remember Karen, what's her name, from up the bar?
Yeah.
She's dead, honey.
Yeah, I don't like it.